This is The Smile in Your Voice, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for POV Eddie Munson, post season 4, post canon, alternate universe, everyone lives, nobody dies, healing, falling in love, first kiss. Vignette, originally posted on Tumblr. Sometimes love is looking at someone and knowing that they're happy. So happy that all you can do is feel it too. Future fic. Eddie's been well aware of his feelings towards Steve, ever since his heart still managed to skip a beat even while running for his life in a nightmare alternate dimension, just because Steve was in his line of vision. All he could think was, well, shit, this is pretty fucking inconvenient. What he'd meant was inevitable. But he doesn't act on it. Doesn't dare to even think of it being as serious as love, or he's the goddamn one. Not until... It starts as a small thing. He's still getting back into the swing of playing the guitar just for fun, just for him. When the mood strikes him, he fiddles away at his acoustic until some kind of tune forms. Nothing all that complicated. Wayne had got him a new stack of blank tapes, and he records himself singing a few times, improvising lyrics that end up sounding a bit like folk songs he's heard in his childhood. "Which one's better?" he asks Steve idly on a cloudy afternoon. They're long past the stage where he feels nervous at the thought of Steve hearing him sing, a familiarity grown between them. Something more than just forced bonding through near-apocalyptic circumstances. He plays a tape while they lounge on the bed, and the second version of the song is barely over when Steve begins to speak. And Eddie isn't really expecting him to give a serious answer, because, well, the singing isn't all that serious, honestly. The recording isn't professional, his lyrics chop and change, the melody loses its way a bit in the middle before returning. It's hardly the kind of thing a producer would play in an idealistic movie and say, "Kid, I'm gonna make you a star." That's not why Eddie is recording, anyway. It's more to prove something to himself. This hasn't been taken from you. It can still make you happy. "Oh, this one, no question," Steve says, with such confidence that Eddie almost wonders if he's going to reveal that in between the whole side hustles of Family Video and killing real D&D monsters, he is, in fact, a producer.
Interesting. Why?"
Steve shrugs, brushing against Eddie with the movement, like he's saying,
"Isn't it obvious?" "I can hear you smiling in this one," Steve says. And Eddie just stops for a moment, like a song left on pause.
He's unable to stop the question that comes spilling out.
"Can I, Steve, can I kiss you?"
The soft rustle of sheets.
Steve's face is suddenly so close that Eddie closes his eyes on impulse. "Thought you were never gonna ask," Steve says, and Eddie can hear his smile so clearly. And when their lips meet, he feels the shape of it too, feels the smile grow as his song flows on, a joy that cannot be contained. The end.
Reader's notes. I was literally smiling through this whole thing, with the exception of like the time where I had to pause because of stupid ambulances. But yes, I was smiling through the whole thing. So hopefully you hear the smile in my voice, because this whole story just gives me heartburn in the best, most wonderful way. Thank you to Lovin Hawkins for having blanket permission to podfic. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.